Unspoken Sermons. George MacDonald. This volume is from the Christian Classic Collection published by BSB Publishing LLC. Copyright 2025 by BSB Publishing LLC. George MacDonald. George MacDonald, 1824 to 1905, was a Scottish novelist, poet, and pastor whose imagination and faith helped shape the very heart of modern fantasy literature. Born in Huntly, Aberdeenshire, he began as a congregational minister, but his unconventional, grace-filled theology soon found its truest home in storytelling. His tales, rich with wonder, mystery, and moral beauty, became vessels for timeless spiritual truth. MacDonald's works such as Phantastes, The Princess and the Goblin, and Lilith wove together myth, allegory, and Christian symbolism to explore the redemptive power of love and the sanctity of imagination. His gentle yet profound vision deeply influenced great writers including C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, and G.K. Chesterton, who each regarded him as a spiritual mentor through his books. Beyond fiction, MacDonald wrote moving sermons and essays that celebrated God's fatherly love and the transforming grace found in everyday life. His voice remains one of luminous faith, uniting beauty, imagination, and theology in a harmony that invites every reader to see the world as enchanted with divine goodness. Introduction. George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons is not polished pulpit oratory. It's the white-hot center of a pastor's prayer life poured into prose. Here, God is not a distant magistrate, but the Father whose love is a consuming fire, burning away what is false so the true child may stand free. MacDonald weds imagination to obedience and insists that theology become life, trust Christ, tell the truth, forgive enemies, choose the good even when it costs. Faith, for him, is not a mood but a yielded will. Repentance is turning your face toward the light and walking. Expect chapters that read like conversations with a wise, brave friend, parables tucked inside essays, arguments that end in doxology. You'll meet luminous themes, the severity of divine love, the joy of sonship, the freedom of obedience, and the hope that holiness is happiness in its native tongue. Read slowly, a few pages at a time. Let a single sentence accompany your day. By the last page, you won't just think differently about God. You'll want to be good, not merely safe, and to step into the fearless, childlike life the gospel makes possible.